For decades, engineers designing anything with fluids. It felt like hitting a wall sometimes, right?
Oh, absolutely. Whether it's something tiny like a microchannel.
Or, huge aerospace parts. The potential was there, but getting the design just right for efficiency, that was tough, often blocked by just sheer mathematical complexity. So today we're doing a deep dive into something called 2OFLUX. It's a framework in topology optimization TO specifically built for these fluidic systems. And our mission really is to get past the jargon and see how this thing is actually making it simpler, faster to design the next wave of fluidic devices, things that maybe weren't even possible before.
That's a great way to put it, because the core difficulty for researchers, it always came down to, well, maybe two big things. First, you've got these complex interaction, multiphysics, they call it, like how fluid flow, heat, and even structural forces all mess with each other at the same time. It's nonlinear, complicated stuff. And second, this huge, huge task of figuring out what they call sensitivities or gradients.
Sensitivities, these are the derivatives, right? The math that tells you how changing one tiny thing in the design affects the whole system's performance. So why is calculating those manually such a massive problem? What's that actually like for an engineer?
Well, that's precisely where things got stuck. It's the bottleneck. Imagine trying to design, say, a new kind of turbine blade. Every tiny curve, every little adjustment could totally change how it works. Calculating the effect of just one tweak manually, it's like solving a massive puzzle blindfolded. It's not just tedious, it's super error-prone. And honestly, engineers often just didn't have the time to explore all the possibilities to find the truly best design. They'd run out of runway.
So it wasn't just about refining existing ideas, but finding totally new, maybe non-intuitive designs was almost impossible.
Pretty much.
Okay, so here's where TOEFLUX comes in, and this is where it gets really interesting, I think. It uses something called automatic differentiation, AD.
Yes, AD, powered by Google's JAX library, which is key.
And JAX isn't just any library.
No, it's built for high-performance computing, but crucially, it automatically figures out all those complex derivatives, the sensitivities.
So it takes that whole manual calculation nightmare off the table.
Completely. It automates the most tedious, error-prone part. So researchers can just focus on the forward models, basically defining the physics of what they want to design.
Without getting totally bogged down in the optimization math itself.
Exactly. You define the what, TOEFLUX helps find the how.
So if I'm a researcher, that barrier to entry just dropped significantly.
Similar.
I can try out ideas much faster, explore thousands of designs that maybe just a few years back were completely out of reach. That sounds like a real leap.
It is. It's about speed, yes, but also about discovery, finding fundamentally new and better solutions, and quickly testing different goals or constraints.
And the applications seem incredibly broad. You can use it for basic stuff, like minimizing energy loss in pipes, optimizing flow for efficiency.
Like optimizing flow in a double pipe heat exchanger, a classic problem, but now doable much faster, and maybe finding better shapes. Or designing aerodynamic structures to cut down drag on, say, a part of an airplane.
But what about trickier fluids? Ones that don't behave predictably.
Non-Newtonian fluids. That's actually one of the really fascinating parts.
Like blood or some polymers.
Exactly. Fluids whose viscosity changes when you put stress on them. So 2FLUX can handle that complexity. For you listening, this means it could optimize designs for biomedical things, like an arterial bypass graft.
Considering how blood actually flows, its specific rheology, to reduce problems like clotting.
Precisely. Or designing better devices using specific polymers.
And beyond just the fluid type, it also tackles these complex multiphysics problems you mentioned earlier, like fluid-to-structure interaction, FSI.
FSI, designing structures that have to deal with fluid flow.
So what makes TFLUX different there, like optimizing how much a wall flexes under fluid pressure?
The integration of AD just opens up the design space enormously. You can explore trade-offs and compliance and strength in ways that were computationally prohibitive before. And similarly for CHT, conjugate heat transfer. Think heat exchangers. You often have competing goals. You want low fluid power loss, but high heat transfer.
Classic trade-off.
TOEFLUX can help balance those conflicting aims much more effectively, designing super efficient heat sinks for electronics, for example, where every bit of cooling matters.
And connecting this to sort of the cutting edge, it also works with machine learning.
Yes, seamlessly. You can use things like neural networks to actually represent the design shape itself, teach an AI to find optimal shapes,
Wow.
or use material surrogate models, basically, letting the system cleverly predict how different materials might behave without needing tons of physical tests. It's pushing into scientific computing frontiers.
So, okay, wrapping this up, what does TFLUX really mean for you, our listener? It seems like a fundamental tool.
It really is. It's lowering that technical barrier significantly.
And speeding up innovation in designing efficient, complex, fluid systems across so many areas, aerospace, automotive, biomedical, even HVAC.
Yeah, it's foundational. This deep dive really shows how automating that really hard math can unlock a whole new era in engineering design.
So imagine the impact when every system involving fluid flow from the cooling in your phone to life-saving metal implants can be designed with this kind of precision and speed.
Not just making current things better, but discovering designs we haven't even thought of yet. So maybe the thought to leave you with is, when the math is no longer the main constraint, what truly new frontiers of efficiency and design are we about to unlock? What becomes possible next?